Well, you know, they draw water, they feed the water, they flood. Mm-hmm. Normally, it takes them a long time. But let's read our text. Exodus 2, 17 to 19. And the shepherd came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them. You know, the shepherd was there to water the flood. The ladies were there to water the flood. So what happened is, whoever gets to the hand is no power. Would take time. So the shepherds drove them away, but Moses stood up and he did what? He helped those ladies. And he watered, not only the deer, he actually watered the animals. But he did. And when they came to rule the father, he said, how is it that you have come so soon? Nobody wants to let go to water the flood. It is forever. Because the shepherds will get there and do whatever. But for this particular day, Moses was there to help them. And they said to their father, an Egyptian delivered them out of the hand of the shepherd, and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock. The reason why those ladies were able to return back home early than normal was because help was available to them. Everybody say help.
Help.
So in 2019, we need help.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I need help.
This
what is God called to do.
Amen.
We will not be called to do it.
Amen.
Amen. We want to give us help that will speed things up for us.
Amen.
If we are
fighting. Amen.
This is a strong help. This is a strong help. The Father said, wow. How come you got it so soon? As they said, ah, God said, help us our way. I think that God will help us.
Amen.
God will help you.
Amen.
God will help your children.
Amen.
God will help your family.
Amen.
God will help your work.
Amen.
God will help you at
home. Amen.
God will help you in your business.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you. About 2% of it. Let me see what it says. Thank you. About 2% of it. It says, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for living God. Tell us. Tell me, up and think. The many people are saying, there is no help for living God. But look at this verse 3. It says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I cry unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his own ear. Tell us. I lay me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the people, and thou hast broken the seed of your God. It is only God that arise and help. Because that is the only reason why we are not going to be afraid. It says you have 10,000 of people surrounding you at home, but when you have the help of the Almighty God, there is no need to be afraid. God says, if God will smite them on the sheepfold, then I was going to deal with the enemy. Who is the enemy? The enemy is not the next door neighbor that you're like. No. The enemy is anything, any circumstance, any situation that opposes the plan of God for your life. And my prayer for you in 2019 that God will lay help for you.
Amen.
All those opposition will be silent. Anything that is an opposition to your peace, to your joy, to your fulfillment, this year 2019, as God lays help for you, he will silence those things. Everything you see manifested in your life or in your family that is contrary to the will of God, this year, God will lay help for you. God will raise that
person. Amen.
And he will help.
Amen.
I'm going to be a prayer God wherever my God is sending to me. I think that. It is only an arrogant person who says, I'm going to be just at the hand of this. I know what I'm doing. Everything is true. Come and collect it. And the only way is. So this year, the help that we need to move us to where we are now, to where we're supposed to be. God will tell you, amen. Wherever you're standing, I want you to find that place. I don't need your. Please send that to me for this. Send me your money. Say, Father, send me. I can't hear you. I don't know how to you. Say, Father, send that to me for this. 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 Say, Lord, say that, you know, pray that the dead rich man is desperate for a dead father. I need help. I need help. I need help. Pray help to me, all day to me. Brethren, it's a new year. We are already in the month of February. Before you know it, December is here. Say, Father, I need help. I need help. Pray to me, all day to me. Ah, brethren, I just hear the greater of your voice. Send Lord, send out my way. Send out my way, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. From the very beginning, God recognized that we needed help. So when he made Adam, do you know what God did in Genesis 2:18? He says, and the Lord said to him, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. So from the very beginning, God identified that man is help. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 12. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 12. It says two are better than one. Two, what does that say? Two is better than one. Because they have a good reward for their labor. But then, if they fall, the one will reach up his belly. But woe to him who is alone when he falls. For he has no money to help him up. Again, if two lie together, they have peace. But how can God be one alone? And if one prevails against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. When you have somebody walking alongside of you, and somebody wants to come and attack you, they're going to have you some pizza. But if it's not you alone, if it is not you alone, then there's no. You know, I've said it once so many times. You know, you watch a documentary and you see a head of animals, maybe a head of, maybe goat, maybe not goat, maybe giraffe or something. You know, you see a head of animals,
wildebeest.
So they're all coming together. I just see one wildebeest, maybe a lion or a tiger, you know. Watching to catch his prey. You know what they're watching for? Yeah. They're watching for the one that they go and kill. The one, not one. Because they know that when they are all there, and they are all together, and they have help from one another, even if one is trying to hold his head, the other one will hold his head. You know, I've seen, you'll be amazed, it is not good to be alone. I've seen tiny tigers and lions, no, lions. More lions kill an elephant. Why? Because the elephant is alone. And guess what? Just one stamping of the feet of the elephant is enough to wipe out the lion. But if the elephant is alone and has no help, doesn't matter how big the elephant is. Whether I saw it in the documentary, I'm like, this is unbelievable. How can small? Do you know how big an elephant is? How can small lions kill an elephant? But by the time they finish, the elephant went boom on the floor. I'm like, oh my goodness. Because as one lion was fully in the air, you know, so the elephant didn't even have any chance to survive. Why? Because they had no help. I pray that on the day of trouble, God will send help to them.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Bible says, God is a very present help in trouble. So the way God has been running the family since is that we have help. If there is no room for us to be able to. He says, where do you fall? Where do one fall? There's another person to give them up. That's why he says, who's going to give God's person and call him? He says, when two lie together, they have peace. How many of us have ever slept on our bed below? You know? And then, you know, when they meet up in the side of the bed, then you see. What happened to that?
He is warm.
And what happens to the other side? It's cold. When the human body is cold. So God has to make you roll over and you roll and you still roll back. Because that portion of the bed is also cold. But that means when there are two people on the bed, they have peace. In other words, he's saying that the two is better than one. For they have a better reward for their labor. When two come together and they do it, a lot more is achieved. So please don't despise help and don't be a donor. Don't be a donor. You know, I was speaking to my mentor late last year and he was saying to me, you need help. Don't wonder if you need help. I said, yes, man, I need help. And one prayed God for me, you know, another familiar woman who is the prayer warrior. And we pray together and we see God accomplish a lot. You need help. You can't be a lone ranger. So look at the name of saying you can't be a lone ranger. You need help. You need help. Everybody needs help. And to this year, I pray our help will be taken. Just like educated this lady. Let's look at the second thing. We're almost wrapping up. I only have a few scriptures to read. 2 Kings 6, 26 to 27. It is possible to look for help in the wrong places. Some of us, yes, carry on. Pastor, it is true, I know I need help. But some of us are looking for help in the wrong places. What does it say here? 2 Kings 6, 26 to 27.
And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, help, my lord, O king. And he said, if the Lord do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the barn flour, or out of the wine press?
Okay. The foundation to that story was that things were so bad in the city. Things were so bad in the city. There was famine in the city. There was starvation in the city. Things were really bad in the city. There was famine, there was starvation, and the situation was really bleak. It was so bad that two women decided that, you know what, they're going to kill the children. They killed one son today and they bought that son and ate the son. Can you imagine how bad things have been? And they said the following day, they will burn the other woman's son. And then the following day, the other woman killed that son. So the woman whose son was eaten the day before went to the king and was crying, King, help! Help! This woman has eaten that son for me. And the God allowed us to eat so easily. So can you imagine the king's heart? So, you know, sometimes we're looking for help in the wrong places. And as I read the scripture, God said to tell you, know, don't look for help in the wrong places. The only place that can help, not like the king said, ah, the way things are right now, only God can help. Many of us are going through this way, only God can help. And during this, I mean, you see how many people did this lesson in the past. This is your moment. If you've not been doing the fast, or you've been fasting and you've been praying, it's important that you do both. This is your moment to go before God. You want to see a change. Maybe you need to do something you've never done before. Trying to go. This one, there's no shame, sacredness in it. You know, I came to realize long time ago, then everybody has dreams. Yours will be different. Mine will be different. Yours will be more obvious than mine. But we all have, look at the people, say everybody has issues. Everyone is different. Yours will be black. Mine will be blue. Yours will be red. Mine will be white. Yours will be tall. Mine will be short. Yours will be protrusive. Mine will be skinny. Everybody has issues. Everybody. So, God has been saying, no. I don't want to begin to discuss, but everybody is becoming God with the issues. So the earlier you present your case to God, the better. You humbly go before Him and say, Lord, I need your help. Please help me. Otherwise, you don't discover that years, months, seasons are rolling by, and there's no change. But 2019 is going to be our year of change.
Amen.
And people are believing God for a change.
Amen.
And God will give you a change. It's all your hands for you.
Amen.
It is God who has a leader. The best president has in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Those years be removed, and those mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. This God is our refuge, a very present help in trouble. God is available. God is near us. In fact, God is closer to us than the people that we see. So ask Him, consult Him, tell Him about it. Tell Him. I think some of us are managing our problems. Don't manage the problems. You are not helping God by doing that. Maybe I don't want to disturb God. And God has bigger things to think about than my own issues. No, disturb God. If you are not disturbing Him, who is going to disturb Him? You are His child. Don't manage the problems. Don't manage it. Don't manage for God. God is man enough to handle that issue. And I'm going to present it to you in your life as a great way. And I'm going to read you two more scriptures, just to encourage you. Psalm 121. Actually, I want us to read that one together. Psalm 121. Please, let's read that together, 1 to 8. And, let's write and read it together. Psalm 121. 121. Let's read it together. Are we there? If you download the Bible on your phone.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. My phone is just misbehaving.
Okay, I'll give you one that you can download. So you don't need the Wi-Fi to open it. Praise the name of the Lord. Have you all been? Okay, Psalm 121, verse 1 to 8. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer by the foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth thee shall never slumber from sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forever. Amen. So point to your neighbor. Say, the Lord will preserve you.
The Lord will preserve you.
Another neighbor. The Lord will preserve
the Lord
you.
The Lord will preserve you.
Now say, the Lord will help you.
The Lord will help you.
The Lord will give you.
The Lord will give you.
The Lord will strengthen you.
The Lord will strengthen you.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now the last scripture I want us to read before we break bread tonight. Genesis 27. 19 and 20. Genesis 19 to 20. In your day, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, good Bible student. Let's read together. And Jacob
said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according to thou hast said to me. Arise, I pray thee, seek and eat for my blessing. That thy soul may be blessed me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought thee this to me.
Can you tell this is similar to what
yes, sir.
The Father has said, how come it's so quick today? And then, the Lord helped him. How is it today near me? Of course, he takes his business to Israel. And the Lord actually, when he's supposed to be, he takes him a long time. So he's asking, who is this Jesus? Is Jacob? How come he's so quick today? He says, the Lord has brought it to me. You know, that was the Lord helped me. Brethren, the faith will lift up your voice and say, Father, this year, I receive the light and the light. This year, I will. Amen. In the name of the Father, all to you. When you had a breath, you want to learn about it, and it happens. Okay? Everybody do. They have already ready for you. Put in your mouth. And
then,
yeah.